This is the Direct Action Radio News, recorded May 19th, 1999.
This week in our program,
100 prisoners break out of a Chiapas jail.
55 arrested protesting the School of the Americas at the Pentagon.
Anti-wobbly law repealed in Washington State.
Toronto citizens try to dance the government of Premier Mike Harris into the grave.
And May Day reports from San Francisco,
Prague, Czechoslovakia,
Manchester, UK,
Sweden,
and Mozambique.
About 100 prisoners overpowered guards and hijacked vehicles in an escape May 4th in southern Mexico. Authorities claimed one prisoner dead and four others and a guard wounded. The escapees reportedly fled toward the sparsely populated eastern half of Chiapas State. Television footage showed penitentiary gates bashed apart and shattered windows in the guards' towers. Prisoners reportedly began the uprising to protest plans to move them to other facilities. Authorities claimed the breakout began in the afternoon when a mob of inmates broke down a fence inside the prison and overpowered guards. Inmates then broke into a weapons storage area and took 18 rifles and shotguns, authorities said. The casualties occurred when guards opened fire as inmates fled. Police reports indicated that four fugitive inmates had been recaptured in the first hours of the massive manhunt. The prison reopened in 1998 after being partially destroyed by leftist Zapatista rebels during their January 1994 uprising to demand greater democracy and native rights. The rebels freed 180 inmates from the facility in that attack.
Over 2,000 people stormed the Pentagon grounds in Washington, D.C., May 3rd, calling for the shutdown of the School of the Americas in the wake of new evidence tying the controversial training facility to widespread torture and killings in Guatemala, Colombia, and Chile. The protests reportedly overwhelmed Pentagon security to the extent that many people engaged in guerrilla theater and symbolic acts well within the facility's restricted grounds. At least 55 were arrested. Pressure is building on the controversial military school with a bipartisan delegation of 5 members of the U.S. House of Representatives calling for the closing of the institution at a press conference at the Capitol April 29th. As we point the finger at Yugoslav leader Milosevic's ethnic cleansing in Kosovo, the United States must wash the blood from its own hands by shutting down the School of the Americas, said Father Roy Bourgeois, a director of the Washington, D.C.-based organization SOA Watch, at the rally. We can set the example by ending this murderous chapter in our history. The demonstration came on the heel of President Clinton's recent apology for the United States' support for right-wing governments in Guatemala that killed thousands of rebels and Mayan Indians in a 36-year civil war. A February 1999 Guatemalan Truth Commission report blasted the U.S. counterinsurgency training that had a significant bearing on human rights violations during the armed conflict. The report went on to identify the SOA as a key location where the training occurred. Meanwhile, 10 high-ranking military officers who are SOA graduates have been charged in connection with the ongoing human rights case against Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. SOA Watch and protesters are urging support for H.R. 732, a bill that would shut down the School of the Americas, and pressuring Clinton to use his authority to close the school.
Washington State Governor Gary Locke on May 5th signed Senate Bill 5671, repealing an 80-year-old law that had been passed in reaction to the Homebred Industrial Workers of the World radical labor activists, better known as the Wobblies. Under the law, it was illegal to advocate anarchy, defined as the doctrine that organized government should be overthrown by force or violence. It was also illegal for people to assemble for the purpose of advocating or teaching the doctrines of criminal anarchy, or even to possess or display emblems of seditious and anarchistic groups. Displaying the letter A surrounded by a circle, for example, was a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The law was passed in 1909 and updated in 1919. It never mentioned the IWW, but the union movement was the clear target. The Wobblies were central to two of the more notorious incidents in Washington state history. In 1916, a contingent of Wobblies was met at the dock in Everett by a sheriff intent on keeping them from helping striking shingle weavers. The Everett massacre left 7 dead and 50 wounded. In 1919, IWW members and American Legionnaires faced off in a gun battle now known as the Centralia Massacre. An IWW member was later pulled from jail and lynched. Washington State Senator Adam Klein said even though the statute was an unconstitutional violation of the right of free expression, it was better to get rid of it, because it might get used. The law goes after speech, the display of emblems, parades, Klein said. The right and the left have a right to do it. Call me a paranoiac, but history is cyclical.
A Dance of Death parade and fair was held on May 1st in Toronto, Canada, to protest against the social and environmental policies of Ontario's provincial government. Flyers explain the Dance of Death is based on a medieval ritual used as a reminder that all people, no matter how powerful or rich, would be taken by death one day. The costume demonstrators were hoping to dance the government of Premier Mike Harris into the grave. Activities began at Toronto's City Hall with a number of speakers and music. Citizens then marched on the Ontario legislative buildings, led by people holding the Dance of Death banner and the four horsemen of the Harris apocalypse. The horsemen were plague on healthcare, oppression of schools, pestilence of the environment, and war on the poor. In the parade were demons dancing on high stilts, large puppets, drummers, Harris death heads, a coffin representing the death of public education, workfare, prisoners, and a man wearing a cardboard box home labeled the Harris Hilton. Police were stationed along the route to control the crowd of nearly 300 people. One officer tackled a stilt walker, knocking him to the paved edge of the roadway. Police surrounded the toppled acrobat as he lay there injured, and the demonstrators surrounded police. A confrontation ensued as the arresting officer refused to identify himself, and people shouted and booed as the subject was charged with assault and taken away. The United Nations has denounced the Harris government for poverty, deaths, violations of privacy, and preventing unionization.
On May 1st, 1886, hundreds of thousands of working people stood up to their bosses and went on strike for the 8-hour day as a step towards a world where people would manage all of their own time, work, and lives free of bosses and government. 8 Chicago anarchist labor organizers were arrested during the strike, 4 of whom were hanged. The strike and its aftermath were pivotal events in the history of workers and anarchist movements. May Day, often forgotten in the United States where it started, has been an international symbolic date for rallying people's movements for many years.
In recent years, activists in San Francisco have begun to reinvigorate the observance of May Day. This year's celebration was attended by over 6,000 people who came together to celebrate International Workers' Day with a maypole, street theater, dance, spoken word, and music performances, the creation of a 200-foot graffiti mural, and a free picnic. The event culminated in a May Day street theater pageant that became a 2,000-person festive street procession of music, giant puppets, singing, banners, and black and red flags. For the second year, a unique alliance of arts, community, and workers groups brought May Day back to the Bay Area, connecting it to the struggles of today. Dubbed Reclaim May Day, the event was an experiment in using street theater and celebration to express a broad culture and community of resistance, and to popularize anarchist and radical history and ideas without speeches or leaflets. Reclaim May Day 99 was full of diverse Bay Area cultures of resistance. During the Maypole dance, a 20-person Aztec dance group danced in a giant circle to drumming and song. At the same time, local graffiti writers were painting mural pieces, and a soundstage mixed up beatnik-era poets with teenage spoken word. The Food Committee, with San Francisco and East Bay Food Not Bombs, served a free picnic to several thousand people. The San Francisco Mime Troupe set up their giant stage for the day and performed from their new play about gentrification. Labor choruses sang May Day songs in English and Spanish. Grassroots groups performed street theater about their struggles to survive, including homeless activities, tenants, sex workers, and sweatshop activists. There were no speeches. The day culminated with a May Day pageant about the history of May Day, private property, and wage labor. An incredible singing group accompanied the pageant with topical songs, while a dance group dramatized the story through movement. Giant puppets of the Haymarket Martyrs, a landlord-boss government puppet, and masked and costumed cops and workers acted out the past and present conflict to reclaim our time and our lives.
In Prague, Czech Republic, authorities granted a demonstration permit to neo-Nazi organizers for the anarchists' traditional May 1st gathering place, an island in the middle of the city, guaranteeing a confrontation. Confrontation they got, with 100 anarchists blockading access to the island 2 hours before the fascist demonstration was to begin. Police violently removed this blockade, beating several people up and occupying the bridge to protect the Nazis. Soon, over 400 anti-fascists assembled near the end of the bridge, and in the resulting melee, Molotov cocktails and rocks were thrown, 9 police were injured, and some 20 anarchists were arrested, though police did eventually secure the fascists' escape from the situation.
Manchester, England celebrated May Day one day early with an April 30th Reclaim the Streets demonstration that got rowdy when police attacked the sound truck. Protesters had staked out a little-used side street for their impromptu dance party, but when police attempted to seize the volunteer sound system, the gathered people effected its escape and then spent the entire afternoon tying up major traffic thoroughfares. It is rumored that the authorities have initiated a criminal investigation of the event.
May Day in Sweden was celebrated in a number of Swedish cities and towns. In Stockholm, approximately 650 people showed up at the Memorial for Swedish Volunteers of the Spanish Revolution, La Mano. At this traditional gathering that crosses all party and ideological borders of the Swedish left. In the last 5 years, Stockholm's anarchists have also gathered at this event. The anarchist demonstration this year, under the slogan, "For a Revolutionary May Day, the struggle against state and capital is international," was the largest so far. When the official La Mano ceremony was over, the anarchists held two speeches of their own before marching off 500 strong to join the Revolutionary Syndicalist Union. As the demonstration passed the Royal Palace, the guards rushed out of the building pointing their cocked weapons at the demonstrators, clearly shaken at the sight. No shots were fired. After the demonstration rushed through the open-air area of the Swedish Parliament buildings, police took up defensive positions in front of a fur boutique. The anarchist demonstration finally reached the gathering in the city center to strengthen the approximately 750 syndicalists waiting there. The combined anarchist-syndicalist demonstration then marched through the city 1,200 strong. At one point along the way, the demonstration passed a posh shopping gallery. A few hundred of the anarchist demonstrators then broke off from the demonstration, storming through the gallery, frightening the well-to-do shoppers. At the other side of the building, three luxury cars parked directly in front of the exit were trashed as the demonstrators rushed out and rejoined the larger demonstration. As the demonstration passed the Royal Palace, this time from the opposite direction, a smaller group stormed up the ramparts to wave flags as the rest of the demonstrators passed. The guards held themselves back this time. The demonstration ended with speeches and music in a square in Stockholm's old town.
In Mozambique, thousands of workers took to the streets in central Maputo on May 1st in the traditional May Day parade, demanding higher wages and an end to mass firings in privatized companies. The parade took place under the slogan, "For Social Labor and Wage Justice," and many of the placards and banners carried expressed dissatisfaction at last month's increase in the statutory minimum wage. In percentage terms, this was a large increase, 27%, but it means that the minimum wage is still only 450,000 meticais, slightly more than $36 a month. "No to starvation wages," read some of the placards, which workers carried past the platform where the president, prime minister, and other dignitaries were watching the parade.
This has been the Direct Action Radio News, recorded April 19, 1999.
The Direct Action Radio News is a project of the Direct Action Media Network,
found online at http://dam.tao.ca/news/index,
and is recorded at the studios of Radio Free Cascadia in Eugene, Oregon,
with special thanks to the AMFOS Radio Project.
Until next week, this is Leaf.
And this is Thuja.
Reminding you that actions speak louder than words.